好，大家请坐，我们一起来领受今天的宣召经文，诗篇29篇10到11节。洪水泛滥之时，耶和华坐着为王，耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。
The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever.
耶和华必赐力量给他的百姓。耶和华必赐平安的福给他的百姓。
The Lord is strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
好，请大家起立，让我们用我们的歌声来赞美我们的主。耶稣在万民之上。Jesus, the name above all names. We are going to say three times. The first Chinese, the second English.The third time we sing both languages.来到神的面前。耶稣，你的名在万民之上，主啊，你是值得赞美的，你更是一位与人同在的神。让我们在歌声里，让我们在敬拜里，让我们在每天的生活中都能感受到你的同在。主啊，让我们在此打开我们的心扉，敞开我们的歌喉，来大声的歌唱你，让我们的歌声能够达到你的宝座前，蒙你的悦纳。以上祷告祈求，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all the blessings you've given each and every one of us here today. Thank you for letting us youth have a group where we can bond and make friends in the presence of your love.And we are forever grateful for your sacrifice that is so undeserved. Help guide us so that we may always make our way back to you in the midst of struggle. And help us worship and really praise your name, because that is what you deserve. We love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。第二首歌，我在这里敬拜。Here I'm to worship.We sing in both languages. It's okay. So. Precious cross.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that we come before you. By your grace, we can come to worship you. We love you with all our hearts. We worship you and we glorify your name. And you give us a new day, a new week, so that we come together here, worship you first, and we place you on top of our daily life. Oh God, we live in this evil world, and the Bible says, for those who has will to live godly in Jesus Christ will face harassment, persecution, and we know we are in this era, is in the postmodern era. There's no truth, and people do what they would like to do, but we always uplift your word, and we know the evil doer, they will do bad and worse, and they even deceive themselves, and while being deceived, and we pray that give us wisdom, courage, and strength, no matter we are at home, at school, or at work, that we will glorify your name so that we stand firm on the ground of your truth. And today we come to receive your word, and may you bless your servant, give us the enlightenment from above, and give us joy, peace from above, so that our worship will like the smoke of incense rise above to the throne and please you. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，使我们今天可以来到主的面前，我们一起来敬拜，是何等的荣耀和福分。在我们的人生道路中， 我们人是极其的渺小有限，但是神，你是独一的伟大的，你愿意来带领我们走这人生的道路。我们也感谢主，我们今天结束三个礼拜的福音正道班，在这福音介绍里面，我们知道有好几位他们已经开口接受主耶稣成为他们个人的救主。我们祈求圣灵继续在他们心中动工，使他们所信的有根有基，不像其他人口中说是信，可心里还是不明白，表面上说是信了，可是所行出来与信不相称。让这几位他们有心智的，求圣灵保守他们的心怀意念，使我们所讲的有圣灵的指引在他们心中。我们也感谢主，昨天我们有美好的野餐聚餐，求主赐福那些劳苦负责摆上费心的每一位同工们，使我们教会每一次的任何的活动，我们都可以看到主你的爱在我们当中。求主你赐福今天的崇拜，从头到尾有主你自己的保守。我们在这里的敬拜，愿主你来赐恩，使我们在敬拜中，在灵和真理中蒙你自己的悦纳，是奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。 Well, grateful we have Pastor Jim to preach and Bob will interpret for him.
Jim. Thank you, Bob, for being brave to join me today.
Thank you.
Now, I know you're probably wondering where Peggy is.
You may be thinking, my wife is in what place?
So am I. No. Peggy is in Southern California.
My wife is in Northern California.
We have a friend in Folsom whose daughter from a previous marriage is in prison. And Peggy goes with our friend once a year down to Los Angeles to visit her. And Peggy has an opportunity to visit with her friend and encourage her, and also visit with her adopted daughter who is in prison. So young people, I have a warning for you. 20 years ago, she was with two friends and she was driving in a car.
20 years ago, 她跟她两个朋友在一起在开车。
And the friends told her, her name is Anitra, stop next to this bank.
她朋友对她说，在下面一个银行把车子停下来。
And her two boyfriends got out of the car, went into the bank, robbed the bank, and killed a customer.
他那个车上的两个男孩就下来，抢劫银行，就把一个顾客也打死了。
So here's a young lady of 18 years old that had no idea they were going to rob the bank, who is now in prison.
其实这个女孩并不知道这个两个男孩会去抢银行。
Now that's a very sad case, but the point is, young people, be careful of the friends you choose.
这是一个很悲惨的事情，我今天要讲的就是要点，就是说年轻人，你们选择你的朋友非常的重要。
Friends can take you down the wrong path.
你的朋友可以带到你这个错的地方。
You can pray for those friends, but you don't need to hang out with them.
你可以为你这些朋友祷告，不过你不不必跟他们在一起玩。
So that's where Peggy is.
叫我太太，所以去洛杉矶了。
And she will come back on Friday.
她这个星期五会回到回来。
Today I want to talk about the persecuted.
今天我们先讲一个受逼迫。
Now I'm going to focus on Christian persecution, but persecution is not unique to Christians.
我今天讲的是基督徒受逼迫，不过受逼迫并不是只限于基督徒。
People are persecuted because of their ethnic backgrounds.
有的人受逼迫因为是他们这个种族的关系。
Or the color of their skin.
或者他们皮肤的颜色。
Or what they believe.
哦，他们所相信的。
Or how they behave.
哦，他们的行为。
So persecution is not unique to Christians.
所以受逼迫并不是说基督徒所拥有的。
But for Christians, it is unique because we believe in Christians, in Jesus.
对基督来说，我们受逼迫，因为是我们相信耶稣的关系。
Jesus talked a lot and warned his disciples about you would be facing persecution.
耶稣也教导提到很多次教导对他的门徒说你们会受到逼迫。
Persecution has come in more severe stages in China today.
在现在的中国受逼迫是最近变本加厉。
You have probably been reading about what's going on in China.
你们有可能最近也看到了不少的有关在中国的报道。
Of course, the church is being persecuted.
中国的现在的教会受到逼迫。
Christian teachers and workers are being persecuted.
基督教的一个老师跟工同工受到逼迫。
And we need to stand by our brothers and sisters in prayer for them.
我们要与我们的主里的兄弟姐妹在一起，为他们祷告。
We have not faced such persecution here in America yet.
在美国，目前我们基督徒还没受到这样的迫害。
But there are some who believe that it may come.
有的人说将来会来。
There's other levels of persecution that we can experience here in America.
在美国，我们看到有不同样、不一样的一个迫害。
And we'll talk about that a little bit today.
我们今天会稍微谈到这些问题。
We gotta start with Satan's character.
我们先从撒旦的特性开始。
And we're going to take a look at why this persecution comes.
我们来看，找出为什么有迫害。
So, let's see. If we were to look at John 8:44, would you turn in your Bibles? We are going to look at some scripture today.
我们要看的是约翰福音八章四十四节。
Now, Jesus is talking to the religious leaders that are constantly persecuting him.
耶稣对这个一些宗教的领袖，这些宗教领袖一直在迫害耶稣。
Jesus says, you are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature. He's a liar, and he's the father of lies.
约翰福音八章四十四节这样说：你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们的父私欲，你们偏要行。他起从起初是杀人犯，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来就是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
Now I'm going to comment on that in a minute, but would you go to Revelation 12?
我们现在翻到启示录十二章
，and verse 9.
启示录十二章第九节。
And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of Christ has come, for the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them before our God day and night.
启示录十二章第九到第十节，大龙就是那古蛇，又叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他拍摔在地上，他的使者也一同拜摔下来。我听见天上有大声音说：“我神的救恩、能力、国度，并基于耶稣基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们兄弟的，已经被摔下来。”
So let's see how Satan presents himself to you and to me.
我们来看看撒旦是怎么样表现自己。
He first begins by telling us a lie.
撒旦首先撒谎。
If you do this, you will find joy and success.
撒旦说，你如果做这些的话，你就会找到成功的喜乐。
Don't obey God's plan. It's not a good plan. Obey my plan. It will be much better for you.
不要听神的计划，要听我的计划，这样对你很有好处。
We come to the decision as to whether we are going to believe God in His word or we're going to believe the evil one.
我们是要听神的话呢，还是听这个魔鬼的话呢？
Young people and all of us here, our friends at school, our friends at work, our work associates are telling us to do this and you will be happy and fulfilled.
年轻人，我们在座的所有人，我们的邻居，我们的朋友，我们的同事会跟我们说，如果你做这些，你就会很快乐。
And Jesus says he's not just a liar, but he's a murderer.
耶稣说，撒旦不仅是个撒谎者，他更是杀人放火。
To kill your joy and to kill your confidence.
他是打伤你的快乐，而是你没有自信心，而是。
And let's say that you buy into Satan's lie for a moment.
如果你跟从撒旦的计划。
Like a boxer, he's got you on the ground.
就像一个打拳击者把你打在地上。
And he points his finger at you and he says, "See." You will never amount to anything. You are a sad excuse for a Christian.
他对他他他说你是 thank you.
That's okay. He accuses us of being a bad Christian.
撒旦控告我们说我们不是好的基督徒。
So that's how he operates.
这个就是撒旦要我们做的。
He's out to destroy you and me with the lie.
他想通过谎言来摧毁我们。
And let's see. Oh, sorry, Bob. I forgot to bring that Chinese in there for you. So Satan is a liar, and look at what else he is. He's a murderer. He's that liar. He's a deceiver.And he's an accuser of Christians.
撒旦是下列凶手，是说谎者，是骗子，是基督徒的控告者。
How do we fight against him?
那我们怎么样与撒旦斗争呢？
Young people and adults, here is the word of truth.
这个是真理的话。
How do you fight the lie? You fight it with the truth.
你怎么样用谎言就是你就用圣经。
That's why evangelical churches today want their congregations to be grounded in the truth.
所以今天的福音的教会希望我们建立在一个真理上面。
If you're grounded in the truth, you won't buy into the lie.
如果我们信仰建立在真理的上面，我们就不会受谎言的欺骗。
You need to battle the lie with the truth of God.
所以你要用神的话语来擦伤刺破撒旦的欺骗。
Sometimes when you're being tempted, you just need to say, Satan, that is a lie. I'm standing on the word of truth.
有时候你被撒旦所引诱，你就这样说，撒旦，你这是谎言，我用神的话语来坚定自己。
Let's just take another look at Ephesians 6. Let's go to that wonderful passage.
我们翻到以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, powers, world forces of the darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places.
以弗所书6章10节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因我们并不是属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖一万世界的，以及世界空气属灵的恶魔征战。
Paul talks about the schemes of the devil.
这里保罗是讲撒旦的诡计。
And in 2 Corinthians 2, we don't need to turn to it, but Paul says, we know about his schemes.
那保罗说，我们知道撒旦的诡计。
Do you know about Satan's schemes? What does he try to do?
你们知道撒旦的诡计吗？
What is he trying to do in your life? What is he trying to do in the life of this church and of every church? Satan's schemes, he's out to destroy the church. He's out to destroy the work of God.He starts with individuals and it moves to the whole church. He tries to destroy the church from within. Through immorality of the believers and internal strife.
他通过教会内部的不道德的生活跟教会内部的纷争。
You and I are part of the body of Christ.
我们都是耶稣的身体。
We're all made of individual, we're each individual of that one body.
我们都是这个耶稣身体的各同的肢体。
When the little finger is hurt, all of us hurt.
我们的小指头如果受痛的话，我们全身都痛。
So if you or I are engaging in any form of inner morality or creating internal strife, the whole body is affected.
如果我们基督徒当中有过着不道德的生活，我们基督徒内部有内斗，那我们整个教会都会受到影响。
And he also tries to destroy the church from the outside through persecution.
撒旦也希望通过教会外部来，通过教会外部，就通过迫害来迫害教会。
Now you know Satan's schemes.
所以我现在知道撒旦的诡计。
He wants to destroy the church.
他想摧毁世上的教会。
And he does that from within, and he does it by persecution.
他从教会的内部或者从教会外部来摧毁教会。
Look what happens in the early book, a portion of the book of Acts.
我们看圣经怎么说。
Immorality begins in the church by the lies of Ananias and Sapphira about the property they sold.
Which
lies? Ananias and Sapphira. It's not in there.
Oh.
I'm just winging.
Okay.
That's okay. I'll say it again. In the early chapters of Acts, Ananias and Sapphira lied about property.
Yeah, 在《使徒行传》里边有一个人他说把他的财产向神说谎。
So they tried to, Satan was trying to destroy the church by their lies.
所以撒旦就通过希望通过我们说谎来摧毁教会。
And you remember when they called the first deacons, there were certain widows who spoke Greek that weren't being served.
我们来看到《使徒行传》说的第一个执事。
So there was a problem that the church there finally solved. They chose deacons to serve the widows that were being neglected.
他们就因为选执事来服务这个寡妇。
But then there was persecution from the outside. Persecution that came from the high priest and the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. So Satan's schemes are pretty consistent. He wants to destroy the church, and he wants to destroy churches from within and from without. Let's look at inside the church. It's composed of people like you and me. We see that in 1 Corinthians 12. Let's take some personal inventory for a minute. Immoral behavior. Are you behaving in ways that are not bringing honor to Jesus? Are you saying things or doing things that are not bringing glory to God? And how about immoral attitudes? What about attitudes of grumbling? You know, it was grumbling that kept the children of Israel out of the promised land, and they had to wander for 40 years. They grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and ultimately they grumbled against God. And how about strife within the church? Strife among believers. These are ways that Satan gets into the church to try to destroy the work of the church. Let's look at outside the church, persecution. And that screen is a little bit tough for me to see. How about threats? Is that what it is up there? I'm going to turn around here. People threaten you with certain things because you're a Christian. We're not going to invite you to be a friend. Or whatever it might be. Mocking. Jesus experienced mocking. He had the crown of thorns, and they mocked him and said he was the king of the Jews. And then there's rejection. Remember the man in John chapter 9, born blind? They said, "We're going to throw you out of the synagogue." They're going to throw them out of the synagogue. And then there's loss of property. How's churches in China experiencing this today? Demolition of property. Those who are renting, the government is going to those who rent, the landlords, and are saying, "Don't rent to Christians anymore." How about loss of employment? You're going to lose your job unless you don't confess that you're a Christian. We just got word from Wenzhou that at the university there, officials were going around to all of the professors asking them if they were a Christian. Five of the professors that we know about said yes, I'm a Christian.
五个教授说我认识他们说是的，我是基督徒。
And five Christians said no, I am not.
有五个基督徒说我不是基督徒。
Naturally, they are worried that they will lose their jobs.
因为他们生怕失去他们的工作。
One of the lady professors that we know, her husband used to be an engineer.
我知道有一个女士，她的先生以前是个工程师。
But he felt called to be a pastor.
他受到神的呼召成了牧师。
And so the wife has been the main breadwinner in the family.
所以太太是家庭收入的主要带来者。
Now she may lose her job.
所以她有可能失去她的工作。
These are forms of persecution going on today in China and in other places in the world.
这个就现在这世上有的一些迫害。
There's beating. The disciples in the early church were beaten.
早期的教会受到殴打。
Imprisonment.
入狱。
Christians in China, if you want to consider house arrest as imprisonment, that's fine.
在有些教会，他如果你认为把家里抓起来也是一种入狱的方式。
Banished from your country and moved to an island like the Apostle John, where he wrote the book of Revelation.
流亡就像这个使徒约翰，流亡到岛上写启示录。
And then there's stoning, like Stephen, who died because of the stoning.
实行就像斯蒂凡被实行所拿。
But then there was the Apostle Paul, who was stoned in the city of Lystra, and he survived.
Yeah, 保罗受实行过，他活下来了。
And then, of course, there's death.
还有死亡。
Jesus experienced virtually, not all of them, but many forms of persecution that the religious leaders threw at him.
耶稣基督受到了很多宗教领袖给他的迫害。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, if you would, please.
我们现在翻到马太福音5章第10节。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
为义受迫害的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。Now
this is the Sermon on the Mount.
这是在山上的耶稣的讲道。Now
Jesus is talking about those who have been persecuted in the past.
耶稣讲的，这里是讲的以前已经为义受逼迫的那些人。And
he's probably thinking about those people in the Old Testament.
他可能很有可能是指在旧约时代的那些信徒们。So
just keep your finger right there and go to Hebrews chapter 11, please.
我们现在翻到希伯来书第11章。See,
these are people now that the early Jewish community would know very well about.
这是在以前这个旧约时代的事情，那个犹太人可能知道。
Let's begin at 35. Women received back their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, not accepting their release in order that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others experienced mockings, scourgings, chains, imprisonment, stoned, sawn in two. They think that Jeremiah might have been that person. They were tempted, they were put to death with the sword, they went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, destitute, ill-afflicted, and ill-treated, men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts, and mountains, and caves, and holes in the ground.
希伯来书11章35节，有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受刑、鞭刑，不可苟且得释放，为要得到更美好的复活。又有人忍受戏弄、鞭打，所故所监禁各类的磨练，被石头。 受打死，被锯锯死，受试探，被刀杀，披着羊皮，山羊的皮，各处奔跑，受贫乏，患难，困苦，在旷野、山林、山地、地穴漂流无定，本是世界不配有的人。
So Jesus is talking about those saints of old, talked about in Hebrews 11, who have undergone intense persecution.
耶稣讲到以前的先知受到了一个这么剧烈的一个迫害。
And he says they are blessed because they will inherit the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说他们有福了，因为天国是他们的。
And Jesus also says, isn't this interesting? Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
Yeah, Jesus said, 他们有福了，因为他们是为义的受苦。
It doesn't do anybody any good, says Peter, if you're persecuted for unrighteousness. That's what should happen.But persecution for the sake of righteousness is something where you can find blessing.
如果你做不好的事情受迫害，那是理所当然的。如果你又为主的缘故受迫害，那是受祝福的。
So let's look at righteousness in your life and in mine, being right.
那我们现在看我们生活当中所看的公义。
That's who you are in your character.
这个就是第一个层面，我们是说你本质上是正确的。
Are you loving? Are you kind? Are you compassionate? Are you considerate of others?
你是否有爱心？你是否很体贴？你是否对考虑他人的感受？
And then there's about doing right.
另一个层面，我们来看行为方面你做的对不对？
Are you and I doing the right things?
我们是否平时的行为是否做得对不对？
If you are being right and doing right and you are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, Jesus says you are blessed.
如果圣经当中的意思，如果你品格上好的，你又做善的行为，你为主耶稣的缘故受迫害，那你的迫害是受神祝福的。
Look at verse 11. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me.
马太福音五章十一节，人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话、诽谤你们，你们就有福了。
This has to do with verbal abuse of a believer.
这个是语言上的一些辱骂。
And Jesus was addressing each of them as he's addressing each of us.
主耶稣当时对他们说，这话也是现在对我们说。
It's verbal abuse based upon false accusations of what they think Christians are and what they do.
这是基于这个控告的辱骂。
Young people, think of the verbal abuse that you may take at high school, college, whatever it might be, for taking a stand for Christ.
年轻人，你们有可能在学校、在大学，有可能因为耶稣的缘故受到辱骂。
For others of us in the workplace, wherever we're at, the verbal abuse that can come our way because we're Christians.
对我们大人来说，在我们的工作场合，有可能我们因为信仰的缘故受到辱骂。
Jesus says you're blessed.
耶稣说你有福了。
You're blessed because you're standing up for your faith.
你为什么有福呢？因为你为我神的站稳神的义的缘故。
You're blessed because you're living a life of righteousness.
你有福了，因为你过公义的生活。
Because of your identification with Jesus.
因为你认同耶稣。
You're identifying with who Jesus is.
因为你认同耶稣。
Here's how you can get persecuted. You can say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
你说我承认耶稣是神的儿子。
That he is the Messiah.
他是救主弥赛亚。
That he did miracles.
他行事神迹。
That he lived a perfect life.
他过了一个完美的生活。
And we can also be persecuted for the things he has done. What do we say we believe? That he died on the cross for our sins. We believe that he rose again.
Ha!
You really believe that stuff?
是的，会嘲笑你。你真的相信耶稣会使你复活吗？
Yes, I believe that stuff.
是的，我相信。
And I've been changed because of it.
因为我变了基督徒，所以我生命有改变。
I testify to the fact that Jesus died, was buried, rose again, and he sits in heaven today.
我见证神，耶稣十字架上死亡复活。
And that he sent his Holy Spirit to come and live within me. And because of that, I've received his life within me. Persecuted because of Jesus. Let's not turn to these, but Jesus said that if they persecuted me, they will persecute you.
耶稣说，如果他们迫害我，也会迫害你们。Jesus
was really great at warning his disciples.
耶稣很正确的警告这些门徒。Let's
go ahead and turn to that one. I want to look at that one. John 15.
我们翻到约翰福音十五章。
19-23, if you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the world, the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have him, but now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also.
因只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。你们要纪念我从前对你们所说的话。除了不能大于主人，他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。但你们因我的名向，让你们因我的名向你们所行这一切的事，因为他们不论是善爱我来的。
Now, I want you and me to put ourselves in the feet of the apostles. They're all ready for Jesus to come and take over and create a new kingdom on earth. And they're going to be his right arm, and they're all going to have positions of authority.
And
then he tells them, no, you're going to be persecuted. In fact, he said, I promise you're going to be persecuted. Definitely not part of what they expected. And that's what Jesus said there. It is to be expected. If you bear my name, you can expect to be persecuted. And then let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 12.
那我们看到，我们现在找到马太福音五章十二节。
Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，奖赏是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样迫害他们。
Rejoice Really? Why would anybody want to rejoice for being persecuted? For your reward in heaven is great, Jesus said. So we don't need to just look at the present, we need to look at the future, that we will have a reward in heaven for being persecuted for His name's sake. And then we will share in the sufferings of Jesus. There is a wonderful passage over in 1 Peter chapter 2 that I'd like you to look at, please. 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 21, for you have been called for this purpose since Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in His steps. He committed no sin. No deceit was found in His mouth. While He was reviled, He didn't revile in return. While suffering, He uttered no threats. He kept entrusting Himself to the one who judges righteously. He bore our sins in His body on the cross that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by His wounds we are healed. You were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. If we suffer persecution, we should suffer like Jesus did, without threatening, without hurling verbal abuse. Your life of righteousness is seen by others. 1 Peter chapter 3, please. Verse 13. Who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? For even if you suffer for the sake of righteousness and are blessed, and do not fear their intimidation, do not be troubled, but sanctify the Lord Jesus in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that's in you with gentleness and with reverence. Keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. It's better, if God should will it so, that you suffer for doing what is right than for doing what is wrong. Look at chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange things were happening. Let me pause right there. This was during Nero's persecution of the Christians. Nero set fire to Rome and blamed the Christians.
这个是彼得前书第十章第十二节。亲爱的弟兄们，有火烈的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。这是罗马尼罗王迫害那些迫害基督徒。
But to the degree that you share the sufferings of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that at the revelation of His glory you may rejoice. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you're blessed, because the Spirit and glory of God rests on you. By no means let any of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, an evildoer, or a meddler. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not feel ashamed, but in that name let him glorify God.
欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。你们若为耶稣的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。你们中间却不可有人因杀人、偷盗、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为做耶稣基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，当因为这名荣耀归于，
Another cause for rejoicing, you will experience a deeper walk with Jesus.
我们享受与这个经历与耶稣更深的行走。
Just look at Philippians very quickly, if you would, please. Philippians 3:8. More than that, I count it all loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and may count them but rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. And may be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death.
三章第八节，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我真是我主基督耶稣为至宝。我以为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法守而得的义，乃是有行基督的义。这是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得与他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Paul talks about the fellowship of his sufferings.
保罗讲与神一起受苦。
I will suspect that if you think back on a time when you suffered because of His name, you were drawn really close to Jesus.
我在想，如果在你的生活当中，你因为主的名而受苦，我想你那时候会跟主非常的亲近。
You cry out to Him and say, Jesus, I can't do this without you. I'm counting on you delivering me. It's interesting that in persecution, we are drawn really close to Jesus.
这很有趣的一个事情，通过基督徒受迫害，我们与神更亲近。
We find ourselves on our knees more than any other time. We find ourselves on our knees more than any other time.
好，我们这个更加屈膝拜跪，屈膝来拜跪耶稣。
And that's a great result that comes from persecution.
这个就是从受迫害带来的好处。
Okay, you have the privilege of praying for and blessing those who persecute you. Back to the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
马太福音五章四节这样说：“只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。”
I think we've all heard stories of Christians in jail cells praying for the one who is persecuting them.
我们也常听到这样的故事，在监狱里的基督徒为那迫害着他的人来祷告。
So these are reasons why we can rejoice in times of persecution.
这就是为什么我们基督徒能够在受逼迫的时候能够欢喜快乐。
I want us to think about Saul. Jesus spoke to Saul, Paul, on the road to Damascus.
我们来现在看看，扫罗就是保罗。耶稣在通往大马士的路上，向保罗、扫罗讲话。
The one who was the persecutor became the persecuted.
保罗以前是逼迫基督徒的人，现在变成了受迫害的。
And the Apostle Paul shared his testimony at every opportunity.
使徒保罗在每个可抓住的时候都分享他的见证。
I was once a persecutor of Jesus, but now I'm being persecuted for Jesus.
我以前是迫害基督徒的，现在我为主的缘故受迫害。
On the road to Damascus, Jesus said to him, Saul,Why is it so difficult for you to keep resisting me?
主耶稣在保罗通往大马士的路上，主耶稣对保罗说，为什么对你这么难来信我？
One final note, Philippians 1:29, please.
最后一个注释，我们看翻到腓立比书第一章29节。
Wow, for it has been granted to you, for Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake.
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服耶稣基督，并且要为他受苦。
If you're trying to lead somebody to Christ,
如果你要带有些人信主，
are you going to share this verse with them?
跟他们分享比利比书一章二十九节吗？
But I think you should probably tell them the whole story.
我想是你应该跟他讲这个整个。
When you abandon everything to follow Christ, you may suffer for his name's sake.
你跟他说，如果你放弃一切来跟从耶稣的话，有可能你为耶稣的缘故会受迫害。
So let me ask you one final question.
我来问一个最后的问题。
If you are not being persecuted for your faith, you should ask, am I living a life of uncompromising righteousness?
我的问题是，如果我们没有因为信仰而受到迫害，我们要扪心自问，我们是否过着一个不妥协的基督徒的生活吗？
Peter said, those who live godly lives will be persecuted.
那彼得说，如果我们过了神一样的生活，我们一定会受逼迫。
And if you are persecuted, let's rejoice.
如果我们受逼迫，我们应当欢喜快乐。
Let's rejoice because we have the privilege of suffering for Jesus.
我们应当欢喜快乐，因为我们有幸为耶稣受苦。
And as we may suffer light momentary persecution here in America, let's remember our brothers and sisters in China.
可能在美国我们的祸患还不是很多，当然我们要纪念在中国的弟兄姐妹。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, persecution in the name of Christ is a part of who we are.
天父，为你受苦是我们基督徒的生活一部分。
It's part of your calling for us.
是你的所招呼每个基督徒的。
Lord, we don't look forward to persecution.
主啊，我们不希望受逼迫。
But Lord, if we're living godly lives, we will be persecuted.
主啊，如果我们过了一个像你一样公义的生活，我们一定会受迫害。
May each one of us here, Lord, examine our lives.
但愿我们每个在座的人能够检查我们的生活。
To see if we are living a life of uncompromising righteousness.
看我们是否过着一个不妥协的一个信仰的生活。
We want to honor you with our lives.
我们通过我们的日常生活来荣耀你们。
And if we are persecuted, let us rejoice.
如果我们是为你的名受逼迫，我们应当欢喜快乐。
Thank you that you went before us.
感谢你。
And thank you that we can follow in your steps.
感谢你从前为我们受逼迫，感谢你我们可以跟从你。
We pray for our brothers and sisters in China, Lord.
我们为在中国的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Make them strong in their faith, Lord.
是不是在主里刚强。
We know the church will prevail.
我们知道教会一定会。
And in the meantime, let the flames, the fires of persecution.Sweep across China, bringing millions of more converts. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
There's a scripture on the screen that we can read together, either in English or in Chinese.
我们在荧幕上的经文，让我们可以一起来读，或是用英文，或是用中文，一起来开始。我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，罪不在我们心里了。 The bread in our hand is just a reminder and symbol that Jesus, he hung on the cross so that we eat this bread, we're going to give us his life for the sake of our sin. And we eat the bread all together.
Thank you.
using this cup is a symbol, and this reminds us that Jesus shed his blood, give us his life, sacrifice on the cross, so that blood wash away our sin, and we are righteous under his eye. 这杯里面的葡萄汁是预表主耶稣的血，让我们想起他在十字架上所流的血，洗净我们的罪，使我们成为公义正直在神的眼中。让我们一起用的手感恩的心。May we drink this with thanksgiving heart.
继续祷告，祷告词是希伯来书第十章二十二节到二十五节，这里我就不再重复了。感谢主，一共三堂福音正道班的，正道班的讲座呢，今天圆满结束，求圣灵继续在觉知受接受主的初信学员身上动工，使他们在正道上得以造就。今年进入大学就读的有三位youth 请为他们有爱主的基督同学能够参加教会团契和主日崇拜，而不至于迷失信仰，请代祷。 So the youth entering college this year are Terry Chang, Jeff Wang, Esther Chang. Please pray for them. Pray that they will have good Christian friendsGood fellowship and attend Sunday worship regularly. Pray their faith will not diminish but grow stronger through the college. 王英姊妹的妈妈杨素娥阿姨跌倒呢，她疼痛现在已经好很多了。梨花姊妹也在康复中，现在行走也都有很大的这个improve。谢谢各位弟兄姊妹的关心和代祷。如果有其他代祷和感恩的事项，请与长老联系。下面是报告崇拜后诗班今天呢有在4点45分在大堂练习练诗。凡信主得救受洗的弟兄姊妹都可以参加，以歌声来侍奉我们的神。昨天呢picnic 呢是一年一度的 picnic, 有60多位大人小孩参加，大家享受了美好的食物和烧烤。谢谢曹红弟兄和其他弟兄姊妹的摆上侍奉。So yesterday we had a wonderful and successful picnic. Thank all the helpers. 教会堂之会呢有第六次会议记录在大堂的后面桌子上，请自己去。好，下面时间交给大家，我们讲三颂。
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动，始终与我们同在。是奉主耶稣的名， Amen. 请坐，默祷之后散会。Please be seated. 也欢迎每位留下在教会厅有点心。You're welcome to stay for the fellowship. Refreshment and fellowship in the fellowship hall.